you have a full room full of players who are injured who are rehabbing together. How have they pushed each other and helped motivate each other during this process?
Talk about the injured guys. You know, look, I think that anytime you're going through that, you know, somewhat together, you know, I think there's it's good. It's way better than being alone, having to go through it. So, you know, we got a lot of good guys on that list, and I'm sure they're all just helping each other. Some of the guys been there before, so they know what it's all about. And it's one day at a time, one step at a time type deal. But it's good to, I'm sure it's good for them to all be together doing it.
Bill, do you have an update on Sufilo?
Yeah, he'll play. I would say Braxton will be inactive on Sunday.
Bill, with the way that teams have suffered injuries really across the league this year, do you think there would be a benefit to maybe having some kind of a developmental league so that when you guys have to replace players on 53-man roster, maybe they'd be more ready?
You know, there's a lot of that that makes sense. I mean, you know, when they had the World League a few years ago and – you know, that season took place during basically the NFL offseason. You know, that was a good thing because you could send, let's just say, a young quarterback over there and maybe a guy that was on your roster, and he could get some reps over there, you know, playing against decent competition. So, you know, that's kind of my, you know, with my background in coaching and what professional or college coaching, you know, I think a lot of this is about – the improvement and the development of young players, not just young players, but veteran players. But I think that any way we can find to be able to spend more time with our players would be beneficial to everybody in football, I believe.
DeAndre talked a little bit about his training last week, again today. He said that he trains more for distance running, not so much explosive stuff. I mean, do you think, given the way that he stayed healthy, I mean, do you think that there's a value to doing it that way as opposed to throwing a bunch of weights around?
I think everybody's different. I mean, I think with, you know, with our program here, our strength program, I always encourage guys to stick around Houston. You know, I really do. Now, a lot of the veteran players, you know, have their own ways of doing things like hop, you know, like he talked about. But I think especially for the first, second-year players, you know, they should really stick with Craig Fitzgerald and Ian Jones and Brian Bell, because they're going to get everything that they need relative to weightlifting, speed and conditioning, pliability, flexibility, all those things with the training room right across the hall. So, but you know, like I said the other day, that's not anything that we can you know rule on or anything, because you know they're free to do whatever they want to do once the season ends. But you know, I think our program's pretty good here. Ruben's probably one of the best inside backers we've played against. He's very active, very athletic, very instinctive. You know, he's trained at Alabama with Nick. He knows how to play. He's good in both phases, run and pass. He obviously studies film. He's a very explosive player, Aaron. So, like, when he's making a tackle, he's not just laying on you. Like, you know, you get hit, you know, so it's a big challenge, you know, big challenge for us to make sure that we try to get him blocked on Sunday.
With Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, it hasn't translated that many wins this season, but it looks like what they're doing, it looks like it's the start of something, not necessarily specifically with the 49ers, but just in general. How long do you think it takes a head coach and a general manager to really build something when they take over?
You know, I don't know. You know, I think that, you know, I think each situation is different. I think it starts with the owner. You know, what does the owner want? What type of team does the owner want? What's the owner's philosophy? I think it's all about alignment, being aligned, everybody in lockstep as to how to, you know, field a winning football team, everything from drafting to free agency to, you know, what we just talked about before, strength conditioning, sports medicine, all of that. So I think it all depends on what the philosophy of that organization is. And I think that John and Kyle are a good team. I mean, I know both those guys, have a great deal of respect for them. And, you know, I think you're right. I think they're building something there.
I know that with the injuries that you guys have suffered, it's, you know, it's understandable why there maybe haven't been the wins that you'd like. But especially given everything that's happened, you know, for you, if you guys were able to go out and get a win this week despite some close losses and player injuries, I know every win is big, but like the way that things have gone at times, I mean, how big would it be?
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, it's a big game relative to being a home game, you know, relative to we've lost a bunch of games here recently, and we have to get back on top. You know, it's just – it's one game, but it's an important game because, you know, we're putting a lot of time into this thing. The guys are working hard. We have been through a lot, but, you know, we need to find a way to win a game. It's going to be tough. I mean, they've won two out of three. They're playing pretty good. Got good coaching staff. Got – Jimmy in there playing quarterback now for him. A lot of weapons in all three phases, so it's going to be tough, but it's an important game.
JJ kind of gave us an update today on what he's been up to. How often have you seen him, and what have you seen JJ do during his rehab?
Yeah, I see him every day. You know, I see him in the training room. He's doing, I mean, relative to where that injury was when it occurred and where he is now. I mean, it's remarkable, I think. So I think that, you know, he's I don't think anything about JJ surprises any of us, right? But I think he's on his way back to being where he wants to be. He's in there every day working very hard.